Welcome to this short analysis of Trump's desire to conquer Greenland. This is going to be, this is a difficult issue to discuss without saying mean things about Trump, let's say. Okay, so let's just back up and state the facts. So Trump wants Greenland, and I'm reading an article from CNBC, who apparently just changed their logo. It looks dumber than ever now. Trump weighs using U.S. military to acquire Greenland. White House. Okay. That Donald Trump and his team are considering, quote, a range of options, including utilizing the U.S. military, said the White House. That Trump says the U.S. must have Greenland for national security purposes. Okay. And the leaders of Denmark, of course, Denmark, you know, Greenland is, as I understand it, like a territory of Denmark, I think. Maybe that's how we would describe it. Anyway, it's sort of part of Denmark, and it's part of the, you know, the EU, essentially, and they've issued a joint statement pushing back on Trump. And, you know, the statement is just basically saying, you're insane. Because you can't just run around the world pointing to the map and say, I want that one and that one. Mine, mine, mine. Like licking cookies on a plate so you can eat the cookies. That one's mine. The statement pushing back against Trump said, quote, Greenland belongs to its people. Yeah. You would think that that would be something that Trump would realize. But no. Continuing, quote, it is for Denmark and Greenland. And them only to decide on matters concerning Denmark and Greenland, says the statement. Okay. Yeah, that kind of makes sense. It's kind of hard to argue with that, isn't it? Like, here's a country over here. Here's a bunch of people in the country. They should probably be the ones to decide the fate of their country. But Trump doesn't believe that. Trump thinks that Greenland is his. It's hard not to describe that belief as insane. But I'm not going to say it exactly that way. I'll just say that Trump is clearly departing from reality when he thinks that he can run around the world and just seize every country that he wants. I would ask, on what basis does Trump claim the right to control or own Greenland? You know, is there a basis for that? Is Trump going to say, you know, in 1776, you know, there was a U.S. soldier that went to Greenland and put a flag on it. Thus, it's ours. You know, or some such nonsense. I don't even think he's making that claim. I don't think Trump is making an argument that Greenland belongs to America. That's not even part of what he's doing. He's just saying, we're going to take it. We're going to take it. He says, quote, we need Greenland. It's so strategic. Right now, Greenland is covered with Russian and Chinese ships all over the place. He says, I think we're going to get it one way or the other. We're going to get it. Well, let me ask you a question. Does some other country that's not America, does it have the right to have Russian and Chinese ships docking at its ports? The answer must be yes. Well, of course it does. Does Trump think that he gets to determine what every other country in the world is allowed to do? Well, of course he does believe that, because he orders countries around, like India. He orders India, you can't buy oil from Russia. He orders China, you can't buy oil from Russia. He just invaded Venezuela, kidnapped the leaders, completely outside the rule of law, setting yet another precedent that the United States of America is the global bully in a stage of unprovoked aggression against whatever nation it wants. So remember that it was the United States, especially during the Biden years, that was condemning Putin of Russia and saying, well, Russia, you know, Russia is waging an unprovoked war of aggression against Ukraine, that you can't just invade Ukraine. But when Trump's in the White House, he's like, we're just going to take Greenland, you know, and Venezuela, and maybe we'll invade Mexico. Maybe we'll take Cuba. We'll do a beach landing, you know, like D-Day, Cuba style. And Colombia, don't forget about Colombia. And the president of Colombia says they're going to fight back. Somebody's going to have to fight back, I guess, sooner or later. And then there's the question of Canada, because Trump not long ago said, we're going to take Canada too. Those of you Canadians listening to this, you probably recall that. You're like, oh my God, Trump's coming for Canada. That might be crazier than the leader we have now. And you might be right. And frankly, us in America, we don't want Canada to be America. We really don't want most of Canada. I mean, I do like the people of Alberta, by the way. Alberta people are awesome. You're welcome anytime. You're kind of like the Texas of the North. And I'm a Texan, so you're the, Albertans? Is that how that goes? Albertans? Anyway, you're like our brothers in the North, brothers and sisters of the North. Yeah, you're cool. We like you. And you know what reality is. You know, you work hard. You've got energy. You've got common sense there in Alberta. But to the east of you and to the west of you, across the great expanse of Canada, especially in the insane cities, oh my gosh, those people can't be Americans. They don't even believe in freedom at all. They believe in obedience. Is Trump going to conquer them too? How are we going to conquer Canada? That's my question. So seriously, folks, I mean, as an American myself, I'm beginning to wonder like how crazy this is going to get. And how far can the U.S. military go before somebody pushes back? So it's clear that the invasion of Venezuela was staged. The right people were bought off to stand down. There was no air defense. There was really no pushback. It was a cakewalk. It was all by design. That wasn't a military operation, actually. It was made to look like a military operation, but it was theater. The U.S. military hasn't fought in a real war in a long time. A long time. Even Desert Storm, you know, that wasn't a capable enemy ready to fight back, you know. And the U.S. got its ass handed to it in Afghanistan, by the way, and in Vietnam, and, you know, in the Korean War, etc. There are not that many examples to point to of the U.S. military conquering successfully, like, occupying and conquering a foreign land. In fact, can you think of one? Can you think of an example of that? You say, well, we defeated Hitler in World War II. Correction, the Russians defeated Hitler in World War II. The Russians did all the heavy lifting. Yeah, we contributed, but we didn't defeat Hitler. Well, we defeated the Japanese Empire. Okay, we did a lot more fighting in the Pacific theater, that is true. U.S. Marines, tough dudes. They did a lot of heavy lifting in the Pacific, and the sailors, all the naval officers, etc. Yeah, they did a lot of heavy lifting there too. But since then, who have we defeated and occupied? I can't think of an example. Well, okay, maybe Iraq? You could say that. We conquered Iraq and took them over, took all their oil. Still, we are stealing their oil, and basically it's being run as a puppet nation. Okay, you could count that. But was Iraq, did they have a massive standing military to resist the United States military? No. And that was 35 years ago now, essentially. So a lot has changed since then, like drones and missile technology and American military personnel getting fat. They can't even run 100 yards anymore. So things are different now. So my question is, when the people of Denmark and the people of Greenland, when they say, no, you know, actually, F no, you can't have our land. You can't just steal our whole country. When they say no, what is Trump going to do? What's he going to do? Is he going to pull another Venezuela? Are we going to start seeing news reports where the leader of Greenland is accused of horrible crimes? Ice trafficking. Oh my God. The president of Greenland is trafficking ice. Like ice cubes, you know, and snow. They're trafficking snowmen. And we need to free the people of Greenland from their tyrant leader. This is the usual narrative, you know. This is what we use in Iraq and also with Iran recently. We need to set the people free. You know, same thing in Venezuela. Oh, the people of Venezuela, they want freedom. So we need to go in there and conquer them with our military and occupy the country and pillage and loot all their resources. And that's called freedom, you see. Although the people of Venezuela may not see it that way. Nor will the people of Greenland. They'll be like, you don't get to come here just steal our land. So is Trump going to land troops with, I don't know, snowshoes or something? Or do we even have troops with snowshoes and skis? Is this going to be like an Olympic event? It's like cross-country skiing and then you're shooting a rifle and then you're going to ski some more? Is it the Trump Olympics? What the hell, man? What are you going to do? Are you going to just start killing the people of Greenland like we did in Venezuela? You're going to land a bunch of troops, launch cruise missiles, just going to blow up a bunch of buildings, kill a bunch of people, kidnap the president, charge him with some crime like we did Maduro, saying that Maduro violated U.S. machine gun laws, which is the dumbest thing I've ever heard in a charging document for a foreign leader. You might as well charge him with tying his shoes the wrong way. He reversed his laces. You know? What are you going to do? Charge the president of Greenland or whatever the title is? I don't even know. The leader of Greenland. You're going to charge him with a crime, bring him to New York and throw him in some kangaroo court and then use that as a decapitation of the country and then what? Bring in your troops? Do you know how much America would be hated by everybody in the world even more than it is now? America would become the most hated nation on the planet. I mean, we're almost there. Just ask anybody outside of America. We're almost there right now. But Trump's going to put that, you know, going to put new emphasis on that. Everybody will hate America. Stephen Miller, senior advisor, he says, quote, the United States should have Greenland as part of the United States. Okay, great. That's your opinion. Good for you. You could also say, you know, Mars should be part of the United States. You can say anything you want. And then he said, nobody's going to fight the United States military over the future of Greenland. By saying that, he is implying that we're going to use our military force to invade and conquer and occupy Greenland. And saying that there's nothing the people there can do about it. They're not going to fight the U.S. military. We're just going to roll in with our troops and our tanks and our drones and our surveillance, you know, our satellites and spy planes and HIMARS missiles, and we're just going to take Greenland. So if that happens, what would that make Trump, historically speaking? Let's see. Who in history... Who went on a conquering spree, you know? Who went on the wars of aggression to conquer a bunch of countries claiming that they were bringing them, you know, prosperity and peace by toppling their leadership and using the military to roll in, taking over their economies, taking over their ports, etc.? Like, who did that in history? Well, there's a few figures who did that, right? One of them you could point to would be Napoleon. That didn't work out too well when he went for Russia. You know, oops, a bridge too far. Oh, wait, that's the wrong war. Didn't work out for Napoleon. But speaking of the correct war, then there was also Adolf Hitler, right? I mean, there was Stalin, you know, there was Mao, which is a very different situation. But Adolf Hitler is actually a pretty good comparison because Hitler thought, you know, well, the German country is superior. And there was actually evidence for that in the 1930s. You know, Berlin was the capital of scientific advancement and technology for the world. It really was. And so Hitler and the German people thought they were the best people in the world, the brightest, the smartest, the most capable people, the, you know, the best looking people. And they said, we're just going to conquer the whole world and take everything for us. That's what Trump is doing now. That we, as America, Trump is implying that we have this special privilege. We have the exclusive right to conquer whatever land we want, which incidentally is exactly what Israel believes. Also, Netanyahu, who is Trump's puppet master. So Trump is doing to Greenland and Venezuela what Netanyahu did to Gaza and Lebanon and the West Bank, and constantly threatening Egypt and Jordan and everybody else, right? The Greater Israel Project. Well, Trump is doing the Greater America Project. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. Trump's just being a modern day Hitler Yahoo. That's a combination of Hitler and Netanyahu. But if you're wondering, Hitler Yahoo, Netan Hitler Yahoo, this weird conflagration of, I don't know, ego, a god complex, an unbridled centralization of military power in the hands of madmen. That's what this is. And the world cannot tolerate this. The world will have to condemn this and stop this. And don't be surprised if Trump pits the United States against the entire world in a world war. Because as my guest Michael Yon said just the other day in an interview, he believes that Trump's mission is to destroy the United States. Deliberately. Well, what better way to have the U.S. destroyed than to just run around the world acting as an obnoxious conquering bully until the whole world is allied against you and launches missiles or cyber attacks or whatever to destroy your country? That would be mission accomplished, in at least from the perspective of what Michael Yon thinks Trump is doing. Maybe he's right. Because there's no rational explanation for Trump and his staff claiming that Greenland is ours. I mean, you might as well claim Africa is ours. Not, I mean, they're not the same size. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying they're both ridiculous. Madagascar is ours. Okay. You can believe whatever you want. See, when Russia went into eastern Ukraine, you know, those people are Russian ethnic people. They all speak Russian. They wanted, they voted to join Russia in the Donbass region. They voted to join Russia. And they were being attacked by their own government out of Kiev at the behest of Western Europe leaders, of course. So, you know, Russia also, I mean, come on, Ukraine was part of the Soviet Union before 1991. I mean, Russia has a history with at least an explanatory claim to Ukraine. Now, some people might disagree with that. Maybe modern day Ukrainians would disagree, but there is at least a viable logic to the claim. Same thing with China and Taiwan. China claims Taiwan is a rogue, runaway province that needs to be rejoined with the mainland of China. And when you understand the history of Chiang Kai-shek and, you know, the war in China and how Chiang Kai-shek escaped with Sun Yat-sen and all the way to Taiwan and then sort of set up shop in Taiwan but maintained their claim over all of China, then you realize that, yeah, China has a describable claim to Taiwan. You may not agree with it, but it's not insane. Right? But Trump claiming that we own Greenland is completely insane. There is no articulable justification, rationality, historical precedent, nothing under the rule of law, nothing under history, nothing at all that would indicate that we have any claim whatsoever to the land of Greenland. Nothing at all. In fact, I mean, America's only existed for 250 years. And Denmark's been around a whole lot longer than that. And so has Greenland. Well, I mean, the geography has, the people have, the culture has, you know. Of course, you know, some of the political definitions changed over time, but America is a young nation, whereas China is thousands of years old. Russia has over 1,000-year history, and Denmark, I don't know its full history, of course, but it's certainly much older than the United States of America. So for Trump to run around the world saying, mine, 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 makes him look insane to the rest of the world, and it makes America look like a rogue nation of militant lunatics, frankly. That's the way America looks to the rest of the world right now. And if you don't believe me, ask anybody who's outside of America, what do you think of Trump conquering Greenland? And they'll tell you, oh, he's insane. Completely insane. Lost his freaking mind. But the upshot of all of this is by the time Trump is done with his rampage, America will have no friends. It will have... America is sowing nothing but hatred across the entire planet. Nobody will want to trade with America. They may be coerced into doing so, but they won't want to. Nobody will want to use the dollar as currency. Nobody will want to buy U.S. Treasury debt. Nobody will have any respect for America because America will have utterly abandoned anything resembling the rule of law or even ethics, morals, values, honesty, trust. America will be violating the national sovereignty of other nations, multiple nations. America will be seen as the Third Reich, and Trump will be seen internationally as Adolf Hitler, which is interesting because that was a kind of a slur that the left used to wield against him. Like, Trump is Hitler. The thing is, they said it before it was true. Now it's actually describable. But when the left said it, it was just their imagination. Maybe you could say, well, they saw the future. No, they were just high and mad. They were suffering from Trump derangement syndrome. We didn't know that this was going to happen. Something changed, and Trump's morphing into Hitler has only become clear in the last year. And, you know, this isn't going to go well for America, for us, for our futures, nor for Trump, nor for the GOP. It's not going to go well at all. It's going to feed right into every narrative that says that conservatives are fascists, you know? And when Trump launches a military invasion of Greenland and starts like slaughtering the men and women and children of Greenland and just like blood of Greenland citizens spilling all across the snow and the ice. I know it's not all ice there, but I'm trying to paint a picture for you here. That's going to be an international incident, and the whole world is going to condemn America, condemn Trump, and condemn the American people and say, why didn't you stop this guy? That's where this is going. And I have no doubt that Trump is absolutely determined to pursue this action. He's going to get us into a war with the whole freaking world. He seems determined to do that. It's like some kind of suicide rampage or something. I don't know. Is he going to end up in his own bunker? You know, as Hitler did? I don't know. I hope not. We should peacefully stop this insanity and demand that the United States Congress grow a freaking spine and either, you know, read Trump the Riot Act. Look, you can't just wage wars without the approval of Congress. And if you do, we're going to remove you. We're going to impeach you. And the GOP Congress itself has an obligation to impeach President Trump if he pursues military action against Greenland. There's no other rational outcome. You either stop this and then maybe you can maintain some kind of international reputation, some kind of rule of law, you know, something that would be an asset for diplomacy, for the future of our world, or you can just watch America's reputation crash and burn in a tailspin of Trump's delusional rampages against whatever nation he points at on a map. It's like playing spin the globe, you know, just spin the globe and then, you know, put your finger on here. We're going to take that nation. Yeah. Yeah. You and what army, you know, eventually somebody's going to say no. And that day is probably coming soon. You notice how no matter who we elect, they're all insane. That's becoming obvious to more and more people. You elect Democrats and they're completely insane, totally corrupt, money laundering, fraud, a bunch of climate lunatics, you know, child mutilators with transgenderism and all that nonsense, right? Like tampons in boys' restrooms in the public schools. You know, they're completely insane. Just like their minds have been split. And then you elect Republicans. What do? Ah, let's just start bombing everybody, killing everybody, conquering everybody, pillaging everybody. Ah, that's insane too, just in a different way. Instead of tampons in boys' restrooms, you have bombs in Greenland. You know, instead of mutilating children in hospitals for transgender treatments, you're killing civilians in Venezuela. It's the, you know, it's the insanity just never ends, does it? Because we're at the end of the empire. That's why. We're at the end of the empire. And the leaders are acting like suicide cultists. And when this empire ends, have no illusions, the entire rest of the world will celebrate. Especially because of what Trump is doing. The whole world will celebrate. It'll be called World Freedom Day. I don't want to see it end. I'd rather see it reformed, but unfortunately that seems impossible. So what do? You know, we make our voices heard. We call for peace. We call for humanity. We pray for divine intervention, if that's possible. But, you know, there's a lot of Christians calling for God to help Trump conquer, you know. It's like they pray for God to give Trump more Hitler powers, which is just a total perversion of Christianity. But that's where we are also. This, you know, we're at the end of an age here, and it ends with insanity at every level. Geopolitically, financially, you know, organized religion, you name it. It's all completely off the charts, insane. And sometimes it makes you wonder, like, are we the sane ones? Or, you know, why aren't there more people speaking out against this? Yeah, because everybody's freaking insane. That's why. Yes, we are the sane ones. The idea of just conquering any nation that you want to, that is insane. That is lawless. That is irrational. That is immoral. We, you and I, we are on the right side of history. We're on the right side of God, morality. We're on the right side of the rule of law. We're on the right side of humanity. It's those who support what Trump is doing right now who are operating in contradiction to the values that you and I hold, the values that we hoped that Trump might advocate, but increasingly he has abandoned. So that puts us where we are. It's going to be a very challenging year. Probably a good idea to decentralize as much as you can, get off the dollar currency system as much as you can. Gold and silver are good options, probably. You should get out of the cities. They will be targets in any kind of world military response against the U.S. You should have as much of your own food supply as you can. You know, all these things that we talk about, preparedness, survival, decentralization, building up your knowledge, your assets, your home food production, etc. This is all going to be critical. The crazier Trump gets, the more you're going to need to take care of your own survival situation, because who knows? Who knows what the rest of the world is going to do? They could just unleash cyber attacks or kinetic attacks against America. Like, oh, you think you're going to conquer the world? Well, you know, we'll just nuke a couple of your cities and see what you think then. That could happen. Maybe that's the plan. I don't know. Maybe this is all some theater event. It's a plan to destroy America, to achieve depopulation, get rid of, you know, 200 million Americans in the cities so that the robots can rise up and take over. and the government can stay solvent by not having to pay Social Security. I don't know. Maybe that's the plan. Or maybe it's just a bunch of insane lunatics that are completely out of control and who have lost their minds. I don't know. I can't tell the difference anymore. Are they insane? Are they stupid? Are they mentally ill? I don't know. But we got to live through it one way or another. In any case, you can use my tools, my AI tools, completely free to help you stay decentralized. Use my book creation engine at brightlearn.ai. You can create your own books and download all the 15,000 books that are already there. And you can use our new AI engine at brightanswers.ai. And it's awesome. It's an amazing research engine. It does a great job. And it's also going to keep getting better because we're adding hundreds of thousands more books and science papers into the internal index that's used as reference material for the search engine. So check it all out. Thank you for listening today. I'm Mike Adams. I will say God bless America. And at this point, for God to bless America, he's got to stop the insanity. So I'm praying that that happens. Let's return to reason if we can. I don't know. Is it possible? I guess we'll see. Thanks for listening. Take care. Welcome to the Health Ranger Store 2026 New Year's Sale. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and we've got a great collection of solutions for you to help make 2026 the best year of your life in terms of your health, your opportunities, mobility, immune function, digestive support, cognition, and so much more. And we put together some really special things for you here. So on any order where you spend $99 or more, we give you a free colloidal silver spray. And that's right here at the top of the page. You can go to healthrangerstore.com/2026 to find all these specials. And again, you get the free spray with any order of $99 or more. Plus, you get free shipping within the 48 contiguous U.S. states. And each day, by the way, we feature different special focus curated collections of products. So you can check those out each day, from digestion support to immune support, energy, mobility, really critical, heart support, fitness, etc. Now, there's one more thing that we're doing this year, first time ever. If you spend $299 or more, then we're going to give you 50 free books that we created ourselves using our book creation engine. These books are not public. They are created behind the scenes with special prompts using my knowledge and my interviews and so on. And these books cover the gamut of really great information. Again, you'll be able to download all 50 of these books free of charge, the PDFs, What to Do When Life Gets Less Predictable, Solving Everyday Problems at Home, How to Be Ready Without Panic, Preparedness and Self-Reliance books, Prepared for Everyday Disruptions, What to Do When the Stores Are Closed. And we've got books on off-grid living, How to Live Comfortably Without Electricity, Solving Power, Water, and Storage Challenges, and so much more. We've got books on gardening and food growing, How to Grow Plants That Anyone Can Keep Alive. That sounds handy. Easy Plants That Grow Virtually Anywhere, Growing Useful Plants With Minimal Effort, Growing Food Without a Garden Yard, Simple Herbs and Spices You Can Grow at Home, and many more. We've got books on healthy cooking and daily living, like Healthy Drinks, Light Bites, and Homemade Treats, or One Pot Meals, Fresh Salads and Easy Sides, and more. In all, it's about 50 books, including Living Well with Fewer Outside Inputs. That's a book about self-reliance and off-grid living. All these books will be given to you as a free download if you spend $299 or more with us during this sale, which lasts through January 12th at 11 a.m. Central Time. So the website you want to go to is healthrangerstore.com/2026. We'll get you straight to this page, and you can take advantage of these bonuses and these special curated collections while supplies last. And during this special New Year's sale, we've also got our third-party vendors offering discounts of up to 20% off, including the ever-popular Protovite, a liquid multivitamin right here, as well as Dawson Knives with our incredibly popular Hearthfire chef's knife and other chef's knives that we have there, and steak knives, all of this. We've got other discounts such as Bearded Brothers, very popular
wholesome food bars, the Yo Bar, and so much more. All of this is available for you at healthrangerstore.com/2026. So take advantage of that, and thank you for supporting us as we help you make 2026 the best year ever. It's the year that you can revolutionize your health and your knowledge. And you can do all that by supporting us at healthrangerstore.com while we support the platforms that give you back unlimited knowledge like brightlearn.ai and others. So thank you for supporting us, and I look forward to having a great year with you.